It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Pittsburgh-based cab company known as Vet Taxi is developing an entrepreneurial spirit in our military veterans and making Pittsburgh nightlife a little more accessible. The unique taxi service hires American vets through the Veterans Administration and provides Pittsburgh with its first line of wheelchair-accessible taxis, which also run on American-sourced fuel. Robert DeLucia, owner of the Star Transportation Group and Vet Taxi, joins us now to talk about how these cabs hope to reach communities that other services have overlooked. Robert DeLucia, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for inviting me. First of all, we all know that we need more taxi cabs in the city of Pittsburgh, especially the surrounding areas, North Hills, South Hills, the airport corridor, for example. So with that in mind, we decided to put transportation stations in these different areas so we could provide the services that are needed.
Now, these don't necessarily the vehicles used in this fleet don't necessarily look like your typical cabs. Tell us about what you use in this veterans taxi service.
Yeah, these are American-built cars. Vehicle Production Group builds them.
What kind of cars are they?
They're like an SUV.
Yeah, which is odd because normally, you expect a sedan to pull up, not an SUV when you call a cab.
They're very accessible. They're very wide, or roomy inside, and they're American-built, and they have a wheelchair ramp in them as well. Running on CNG, so you have a trifecta.
So the compressed natural gas.
Correct.
And this is what made you decide to run on that fuel?
Well, the cost of fuel went up in 2008, and I figured I needed to do something with it. It went over $4 a gallon. So ever since then, I've been trying to figure out how I can reduce my fuel costs. Certain amount of vehicles were running on propane right now. My access program, I have 45 vehicles running on propane. So when American General decided to build this CNG vehicle, this was an ideal vehicle for me.
Now, what about the men and maybe women who drive these vehicles? Talk about this strict listing of drivers that you have.
Yeah.
Where do they all come from?
Well, we're trying to get the veterans who are returning from deployment and a veteranpreneurial position where they can own and operate these vehicles under my guidance. Veterans are very good at following and I've learned that over the years. I'm a Vietnam veteran myself. So when I came back from deployment, I needed to get a job. I needed to support my family. So I started driving a taxi cab until I figured out what I wanted to do in life, which was a military policeman is what I was in the service. I was going to be a police officer. I was put on a list. Took me a long time. Never got the position. I'm still in the taxi cab business with a couple hundred of them now.
And what areas do you cover?
We cover the city of Pittsburgh, all of Allegheny County, all of Butler County.
Now, when did you decide we're going to make these handicap accessible? What led you to decide we've got to come up with a way to pick up people who maybe can't take a regular taxi cab?
Well, if you can recall, in 2005, the London taxis that I had in Pittsburgh were accessible. And I said, one day we're going to be able to build this car on an American chassis, and this would be the car, because they were underpowered, the London cab. So that's what we did. We finally came through with it, and here we are today.
Now, as far as the business model for this, you have competition, of course. Yellow Cab is a company that there's a banner on the 10th Street Bridge that where they're talking about celebrating their 100th anniversary. Yeah. So when you're competing with a company that has a 100-year head start on you, what do you have to do?
I really don't see it like that. The way I see it is a 100-year monopoly is over. They haven't been able to supply enough taxi cabs for the city of Pittsburgh. The demand has been much higher. So, therefore, we have moved into the city from Butler County and putting a lot more taxi cabs in here. We're taking the short trips, the trips that typical cab drivers really don't want. They like the long trips to the airports. So we're just capitalizing actually on trips that they don't want.
So, but that makes it you have to cover a lot of area. You know, you have to, if you're doing a lot, you have more trips to take and you're taking them for maybe less money. I mean, the reason other cab drivers don't want them is because they're not that profitable. So as you absorb those shorter routes, what challenges does that create for you?
Well, you know, actually, when I returned from Southeast Asia, I drove a taxi cab. And the short trips to me were, which were really appealing, because you pick up, you drop off, and you get tips. You know, it's about patriotism. These guys are just coming back from deployment. They're making money by picking up and dropping off.
We're talking with Robert, or we're calling him Bob for our purposes here in the studio, Bob DeLucia, who is the owner and operator of the Veterans Taxi Service that employs veterans. And where do you find the people? Where do you find the veterans? Do they come to you, or do you put postings out there in search of veterans who are looking for work?
Actually, we have postings out everywhere. We work with the Veterans Leadership Program. Certain organizations, Hiring Our Heroes is another one. And we're getting a lot of guys in the door right now. These guys, you got to remember, some of them are infantry soldiers. They don't have an MO, so they need to get to work right away. And owning and operating a taxi cab, it could be a very prestigious operation for them.
What are the stories that you hear from some of the veterans that you employ? Certainly one of the things that we in the public and the media have heard is that when a lot of these men and women come back to the States after serving overseas in Afghanistan or also recently in Iraq, or other parts of the world, they have a hard time readjusting. They have a hard time finding work. They have bills and all sorts of financial problems. What are they telling you, and in what ways are you finding that you're able to respond to their needs?
You know, some of these vets have PTSD. Of course, we all know what that is.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yes, and what happens is the reason that they have these issues and it works on them so hard is because they can't support themselves or their family. So what they need to do is get revenue right away. Well, how can you – it's so easy in a taxi cab, because the first day you work, you start making money right away, even if it's just tips. We're providing services for the VA hospital. So it's veterans providing services to other veterans. And the public needs to understand this is not just for military personnel. This is for the general public.
About how many people do you employ?
We've probably got about 40 drivers right now. We have a 25-car plan, which we're just adding our last 8 cars actually this month. We just got 4 more in today, as a matter of fact. So we have a system where 2 guys operate 1 car. So if you take the 25, that's 50 veterans.
And men and women?
Men and women, that's correct, and family members. We have a soldier right now who's actually a civilian whose father is in the military, and he drives the cab.
So it's a multi-generational.
Correct. Immediate families is what we're trying to stick to.
And – what has the response been from the public, from your clientele?
Well, what I hear from the drivers especially is that they're doing very well with the short trips, and the patriotism is really working for them. And every person that I know in the business world has called me up and said, thanks so much for providing these services that we actually really need in Pittsburgh as well.
So you're getting a good response just from the general public and the people who need these cabs.
Absolutely.
Robert DeLucia is the owner of the Star Transportation Group and Vet Taxi, which drives SUVs that run on natural gas all around the city. And as you heard Bob say, makes the short trips that other cab companies aren't necessarily interested in making. Bob DeLucia, it's Vietnam veteran. It's been a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. We welcome your comments and story ideas at ESSPGH@WESA.FM. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This is 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station.